marvelous, glorious Tuesday, and that you're enjoying your journey with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the lover of your soul. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Mary Assembly of God. Would like to invite you out to our services. Tomorrow night I'll be teaching again in our study of Exiting Egypt. It's a great book and a lot of practical insights that come out of that. And so hopefully you'll join us tomorrow night at 7. We have a class for our kids. We have a class for adults. We have a class for young adults. And we hope to see you out there tomorrow night at 7. Hey, it's now getting close to official summer. A lot of people say that after Memorial Day, that's like the unofficial kickoff to summer. But it's going to be pretty warm out there. And if you've got projects that you are wanting to do, if it involves concrete, you want to make sure that you get your project started on a solid foundation. And the folks at Jits Concrete, friends of the Refresh Radio program, maybe just the resource that you are looking for. They've got decades and decades of experience. They have fantastic expertise. They know the materials. They know the tools that are needed. They know the contacts. They know the timeline, the scheduling. They, especially in the heat of summer, they know the amount of time that they have from beginning to pour the material until that needs to be in place and they can start to work on finishing it. And they know all of that. They know how much hydration it needs. They know how to care for it after it has been poured. They know how to get in and clean up the mess and get out of the way. They are a tremendous, tremendous blessing whenever someone needs concrete work done. If you've got a project that you're looking to have done, I think you would find that they would give you a fair product or a great product at a fair price. They can be reached at 321-536-5804. They may be the resource that you need to get your summer projects done and done well the first time. We thank them for their friendship here on the Refresh Radio program. So today we're returning to John chapter 5. We're going to read verses 24 through 30. Don't know that we'll go as slow through the rest of this passage as we did yesterday. But verse 24 said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." So, yesterday we were talking about the importance of hearing the Word of God, believing the Word of God, and believing God. Those are all three very, very essential things. And in modern times where the Word of God is under constant attack, that there are people who think that they are smarter than God, know more than God, have a better grasp on reality than God does, that God is not as contemporary as they are, and all of that sort of nonsense, it's very important that believers do not get sucked into that death style, but instead we embrace the lifestyle that God has for us. Depriving yourself or depriving your family of the Word of God, like I just said, it's not a lifestyle, it's a death style. It is not a wise course of action. And so, just as there is differences between the way that people act when they're alive and act when they are not alive, there should be marks of distinction that show we are spiritually alive. I will tell you what I'm not trying to do. I'm not trying to build a mega church. I'm trying to build disciples. That's what I'm trying to do. And if you're listening, but I never meet you, I hope that this will be part of the layers of spiritual activity that go on in your life that help you to thrive in your walk with God. So I'm looking to make a difference in people individually. I'm looking to make a difference in people as far as their family is concerned. I want the wisdom of God and the power of God to function in people's lives, and that's why I'm here doing what I do. I believe in God. I believe that God's bigger than your giant, bigger than your mountains, bigger than a united adversarial force in your life. I believe that God is more powerful than any demon and more powerful than the devil, and it's not even a close comparison. He is exponentially greater. I believe that the wisdom of God is greater than the wisdom of the world, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. It is a great place to start. Believe God at all costs. The Word says, let God be true and every man a liar. That's the truth that we need to avail ourselves of. So we were in verse 24 yesterday. In verse number 25, we see that that the voice of Jesus is not only did it impact the people who lived at the same time he was walking the earth and in the flesh, but he said there's coming a time where everybody who's in the grave is going to hear the voice. They're going to hear my voice and they're going to know that I am the Son of God. Not just the righteous dead, but even the unrighteous dead. And Jesus said that the Father has life in himself, and he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And so he is the source of life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There are too many people that think that there are many paths to life and many paths to truth, and that contradicts the words that Jesus has to say. You can get to what someone wants you to believe. You can even be sincere about it, but it doesn't mean you're going to end up in the destination that God wanted you to have. So choose Jesus. Now, here is what he said in verse number 27. God the Father has given Jesus authority to execute judgment also. So there are a lot of court cases that have gone on in America, even more around the world. And in some places around the world, there are corrupt judicial proceedings. There can be evidence withheld. There can be other nefarious activities that go on. There can be mistakes that are made. You know, there can be people who are guilty who are found innocent. There are people who are innocent that could be found guilty. There is a lot of different elements that can go on because, first of all, we live in a fallen world. But second, we live in a situation where, you know, people sometimes make decisions on the information that they have only to have more information come out later and, you know, say, you know, my bad. When it comes to the judgment of Jesus, and by the way, there are a lot of people who do not like to talk about judgment, that they think is incompatible with a holy and loving God. I would tell you that if you are not content with worshiping God here, you're probably going to be miserable worshiping God for all of eternity. You're going to be trying to do something that you do not have a heart to do. Not that God didn't want you to, but there's decisions we make. God created humanity with free will. Here's what I can tell you about the judgment of Jesus. It has been delegated from God the Father to God the Son. It's part of his area of responsibility, and he is not going to be negligent in carrying out his duties. The second thing I can tell you is he always makes perfect judgment. He is fully aware of the facts. There is never going to be an oversight. There's never going to be something where there's a mistake or anything like that. And let me say this. When you asked God to forgive you of your sins because of the provision that he has made through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, forgiving us our sins is not a miscarriage of justice. Instead, it is an act of his grace and mercy that has been provided because the price for our judgment has been paid for by Jesus Christ. But we have the responsibility to listen to him, to believe his word, and to believe in him. And so you might be able to pull the wool over people's eyes. You won't be able to pull the wool over God's eyes. Jesus carries out his judgment, and he goes on in these next several verses, and he describes the judgment that he makes. He says he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. That was a title of divinity. It was not an insult. The Son of Man was understood, and it's, you know, in my Bible, it's capital S, it's capital M. It was one of the titles of the Messiah. And so Jesus says, do not be astonished or marvel or amazed at this, for the hour is coming which all of who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. That's going to happen. Jesus' voice will be heard throughout the corridors of time. He will be heard by every person that was ever created by God, fearfully and wonderfully made, and lived during the time frame, the days that God had numbered for them, lived during that time and made their choices as to what to do about Jesus. Some people would say, well, what about those who have never heard? Well, you know, I believe that I can't put a percentage on it, but there are a lot of people throughout the history of time. There are some countries now that are closed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not because the gospel never went there, but because someone made a decision and said the gospel isn't welcomed here. Now, I can tell you that God in his mercy in a lot of those countries is ministering to people in their dreams. That there are people who are living in spiritually dark places where they are not allowed to gather as believers. And God said, you might have the power of a governmental decree, but I'm the King of Kings. I'm the Lord of Lords. I'll throw this in there. He's the President of Presidents. He's the legislator of all legislators. He is the utmost authority, and he can bypass any border, any technological blackout. God is able to reach people even when man's systems have not got to reach them yet. With that being said, we do carry a personal responsibility to dispatch the word of God to everyone on earth to the best of our ability, so that they can have the word of God, so that they can hear, so that they can believe in the word, so that they can believe in God. One of the most impactful stories that I ever heard was a missionary that I'm familiar with, carried a Bible, had a Bible produced in the language of a people group. They'd never had the Word of God in their language. And so, by the way, there are several, like Wycliffe Bible translators. They are very actively pursuing carrying the Word of God into the native tongue of people all around the world. This is not just an Assembly of God thing. This happens to be an Assembly of God missionary. Carried the Bible and presented it to this man in this region of the world. And as he read it, tears began to stream down his face. And he began to ask, "Is this book true?" And the missionary said, "This is the word of God. This is true." And the missionary was taken aback by the man's next statement. Because he said, "If this is true, what took you so long to get the word of God to us?" I want you to ask yourself, I mean, you've got all sorts of things in your budget. What do you have? We support Bible translating into unreached people groups, native tongue. We support that every month as a church, every month. So I would just like to ask you to consider, let's make sure that we let people know that there's a day of judgment coming, that Jesus has the word of God, and we don't want them to experience the fact that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal. We don't want them experiencing that death part. We don't want them experiencing the resurrection of condemnation. This is what verse number 29 says. "And those who come forth, those who've heard the word in the grave, out of the grave, those who've done good to the resurrection of life." That's what we want. We want people to experience heaven, the life of heaven. There's a famous chef. He's kind of making the rounds right now because he doesn't necessarily believe. He finds the concept of heaven to be rather boring, but he finds the concept of hell to be terrifying. And so he's kind of trying to walk that bridge there. But I can tell you this, that heaven is going to be beyond our wildest comprehension. And I can assure you, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and you might have it abundantly. You know, I said that guy's a chef. There's something more important than your taste buds being jubilant with the flavors that are exploding in their mouth. I can tell you that there is something that is far better than your hormones, you know, being on overcharge because of some earthly activity that you are participating in. There is a joy greater than a financial windfall, and that is that your spirit comes alive, not just for a season. I'm not talking just to a limited extent, but instead you come to abundant life in Jesus Christ. That's what we're looking for. Heaven's not going to be boring. Heaven's not going to be monotonous. It's not just the destination, it is the journey. And I will tell you that, you know, God's going to be revealing himself in all of his complexity for all of eternity. It's going to be great. But not only is there a resurrection of life, but it says those who've done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. That is a directly offensive statement to many people. It's a true statement, but many people are offended by the truth that there could be a resurrection where people end up separated from Jesus for all of eternity. I can tell you that they would be separated from Jesus for all of eternity because they chose to be separated from him for all of their life. And that's not what God wants. By the way, it says those who have done evil. A lot of people try to redefine evil. You know, the Bible says there are going to be people who call good evil and what they're going to call evil good. Whatever semantics man plays with does not change the spiritual reality. There are still things that are an abomination unto God. There are things that are displeasing. They are morally, physically, and spiritually injurious to people. That's why God says don't do them. I'm constantly amazed when people choose to live ungodly lives and then they try and project themselves as the victims whenever they experience the consequences of ungodly living. Now, I'm not celebrating the consequences. I feel bad for them, but there's a solution, and that is not to redefine something that's evil as good. The thing that is the desired result is you abandon and forsake those evil practices, ask Jesus to forgive you, and put in place things that are going to cause you to be healthy spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and relationally. Those are the desired results. The Word of God, when we hear it, when we believe it, it changes the way that we think. It causes us to see things that we never knew before. That's why there are a lot of people who have been very anti-God in the past that all of a sudden, over the past several years, they've had a new change of heart, which has resulted in a change of thinking, and it's making a difference in their life. Now, I tell you what people don't want. They don't want to be exploited in the church the same way that they're exploited outside of the church. They don't want people taking advantage of them. They don't They want to. People are looking for authentic, transformed, godly lives inside the church. Well, here's what it says: those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Words of Jesus. A lot of people say, well, I want to know what Jesus says about this because I don't like what Paul says about this, or I don't like what it says in the Old Testament. And the truth of the matter is, there is a cohesive truth that flows throughout the Word of God because God never changes. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus never endorses evil behavior. He always calls people to repentance because the kingdom of God is at hand. And so you want to avoid evil living because there are eternal consequences. I could go into the meaning of that word, condemnation. I could tell you about words that we derive from that, words that are in people's, ungodly people's vocabulary every day. But I'll just tell you this. God's not looking to condemn people. He is looking to set people free. Now, you say, prove it. Okay, Romans 8, verse number 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Don't stop there. Keep reading. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Jesus did not come to forgive us our sins so that we could continue doing the things that are harmful to us and offensive to God. He came to set us free so we could live holy, healthy, fruitful, productive lives. That's what God wants for us. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.